From Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near to your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. When Jesus was in the wilderness, did you recognize the verse that the devil quoted? It's from Psalm 91. He says, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. At the time of temptation, a lot of times we ask, what were we thinking? You know, silly thoughts, goofy perspective, a rationalization that was really false. But I think a better question is, what are you believing? When the Lord Jesus was led by the Spirit, it was more than just thinking, it was faith. Faith in actions, surrendering to the will of the Heavenly Father. And there in the wilderness, he is challenged. He is confronted by the devil. It's not whether Jesus had all the right thoughts, although he would, since he is true God. But what he models for us is believing in God instead of believing the lies of the devil. In Psalm 91, when this phrase takes place, when it talks about, you know, the snare of the fowler, one of the interesting things about it in Hebrew is it talks about the trickery of the word. And that's exactly what we see in the temptation, isn't it? The devil taking portions of this and that and making lies, trying to deceive, trying to change Jesus' thinking. But Jesus has pure thoughts and is pure faith. You and I? Not so much, is it? Our thinking can get a little goofy, outlandish. My mom used to say, stop being ridiculous. But in our walk with God, it's not about us. It's not about believing in self. It's not about self-confidence or even one's self-image. In our walk with God, it's about believing in God. Psalm 91 is about God. Some people make it about us. And this is where you might get the prosperity message. Look what God does for us, you know, and they switch the role about how nothing will befall us and nothing will bad will happen to us and the arrows that fly by day won't hit us. And it makes it a lot of good news. But really it's about God and our salvation. It's not about never being sick. It's not about soldiers not falling in battle. It's not about that you'll never have trouble or hardship And it's not about how smooth your life is unless you sin and then you can expect the mess. It's not an ultimatum. It's really about how God saves His children. And it uses the imagery of the like an eagle with the pinions, the feathers, and how it would keep its little ones under those massive, powerful wings. But you and I might be thinking of our childlike behavior. When we're around strangers, when we're little, you remember what kids do? They hide behind mom and dad's legs, you know, or they quickly get up in the lap. And I've had it happen to me as a pastor. When I want to say hi to a little one, all of a sudden their head is in the shoulder of dad or mom, whoever's got a hold of them. And they turn away, you know, and just go as far as they can, but they're not going to leave mom and dad's arms. And when I put my hands out, they go the other way. You know, they won't even look. And I think that's what Psalm 91 is telling us, the imagery about us as God's children in the hands of the Almighty Father. Believing that that is the best place. Even as adults, not claiming independence, not claiming self-sufficiency, not proclaiming that we have intelligence and I can deal with this, you know, but recognizing in the real world around us, in the sinful world, and even battling our own sin, the best place is believing it's in God. It's in His arms. And it's in Him, even though we could have hardship and difficulty, we live. Believing that life in God is not the same as lifestyle in the world. Believing that life in God and with God is forever instead of life is here and now and I have to grab all I want, all I can get. Believing in God, that is the best and surest, securest place of all. Jesus models that in the wilderness. The devil tries him to get Jesus to be self-sufficient, turn the stone into bread. No, I live in God by the word of God. You know, and each temptation was a lure to get him away from the hands of the Almighty Father into the world. God has given me all of this kingdom and I can give it to whomever I want. It wasn't about thinking that thought through. It was about believing that there is no other God. There is no other one to worship. There is no other one in whom I have life and I have my being. And that's true for you and I. As we each face our struggles, our doubts, our fears, and our enemies in whatever form that may come, the best place is to be in God. And in His arms, nothing can take away your life. Your life with Him and your life in Him. Amen.